Chapter 1. Death lurked in the air that afternoon. Tressa sat by Grana's bedside, clasping hands with the woman who, at 93, had outlived her entire generation.
"You are leaving tomorrow, yes?"
Grana's liver-spotted hands shook. The rough-honed walls seemed to close in. Tressa knew Grana didn't have much time left. She wanted to squeeze out every moment she could with her. 19 years wasn't enough time. The smell of tonic and medicine hung in the dark room. When the curtains were drawn, Grana's eyes watered. Adam, the village healer, said sunlight would help Grana recover, but Tressa knew the truth. Grana would leave her soon, leave the village, taking the only first-hand knowledge of the outside world with her. It was a place no one in Hutton's Bridge had seen since Grana was just a child, not since the impenetrable fog had descended at the borders of their village. They weren't even sure anymore if it was real or part of Grana's imagination. "Yes, Grana, you chose me, remember?" Tressa stroked Grana's hair with her free hand. The silver strands were still long and luxurious like a newly spun piece of cloth. "Me, Jeff, and Connor." Grana nodded.
"Yes, yes, I remember now."
A gasp preceded each breath, struggling against the inevitable finality of life.
"I am the only one you will leave behind. It is easier that way."
Tressa's eyes dropped to the floor strewn with straw, the hem of her long cotton dress sweeping it every time she moved. After 3 years of coupling, she had not one baby to show for it, not even a failed pregnancy. Tressa had felt the cold whiff of death breathing down her neck every time she didn't conceive, knowing she was likely to be chosen over any woman who had children.
"Tressa, it is your destiny to leave the village."
She held back a sigh. Grana was about to die. Why would she want her only great-grandchild, the only family she had left, to follow her in death? No one who ever entered the fog returned to the village. It was as much of a death sentence as Grana's failing health. Tressa's palms began sweating. A tremble skipped up her arms to her chest where her heart pounded out an irregular nervous beat. Grana took another deep breath. Without looking at Tressa, she said,
"The fog. You must leave."
Tressa managed to force out a small laugh. Grana's grave expression didn't fool. "Grana, don't you want me to live a long life? Like you have?" Grana shook her head.
"Beyond the fog, there is a life for you. I have seen it."
No one had the gift of sight in her village. Grana claimed once there was magic before the fog descended. It was one element of her stories that made the outside world seem so desirable. Tressa would give anything for a magical potion to save her great-grandmother. Instead, they could only rely on Adam's knowledge of healing.